Good morning. We decided that we would go back to having Wednesday devotions in view of the fact that the church on Sunday is shut until the end of July, and we thought that we would have two service reflection devotional times in the week. So this is Wednesday, 23rd of June 2021. Scripture says, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor." Welcome to all of you. I would like to invite you to be quiet in the presence of the Lord after this short meditation. It is really the hymn, "O Breath of Life, Come." Let us listen together. O breath of life, come sweeping through us. Revive your church with life and power. O breath of life, come, cleanse, renew us. And fit your church to meet this hour. O breath of love, come breathe within us, renewing thought and will and heart. Come, love of Christ, afresh to win us, revive your church in every part. O breath of life, come sweeping through us. O wind of God, come bend us, break us, till humbly we confess our need. Then in your tenderness, remake us, revive, restore, for this we plead. O breath of life, come sweeping through us. Let's be quiet in the presence of God. And now, dear friends, listen for the word of God as we find it in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, reading from verse 14 to 16. And I'm going to read from the Message translation. Hebrews, chapter 4, from verse 14. And the scripture says, Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 14. Now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest with ready access to God, let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experiencing it all but the sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he so is ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. This is the word of God. And now, friend, how are you doing? Are you managing in these dangerous and uncertain times? Are you coping? Are you hungry? Do you need food? Or perhaps spiritual sustenance? Are you thirsty for water? Or do you desire living water in Christ? Do you need comfort, assurance, and affirmation? What is your need, your direct need today? Friends, the writer of Hebrews says three significant things that I want to share with you today. In the first place, he says in verse 14, now we know what we have. Jesus. We know what we have. Jesus. Yes, we do know what we have. A savior, a friend, a redeemer, master, rabbi, healer, Lord. Jesus is all these things to us. We know what we have. We have Jesus. You know, the thing I like about Jesus is that he always has an invitation. He always has time for the person who is brave enough to come forward and to speak what is in the heart. Jesus is always ready to put his hand on our shoulder and to say to us, come, let me show you. Come, let me explain it to you. Come, let me heal you. Come, let me help you. You know, friends, we know what we have in Jesus. The second thing that the writer of the letter to the Hebrews says is that we have a great high priest. You know, a priest is an intermediary, one who stands in between. A priest is someone who mediates. Jesus is our high priest. And Hebrews says that this priest, Jesus, has ready access to God on our behalf. And he also says that this Jesus is not out of touch with our reality. He has experienced it all. Isn't it wonderful to have an intermediary who has access to God on our behalf and who has experienced all of humanity? He knows struggle. He knows the struggle of human life. He knows what it means to make difficult choices. He knows compromise. He knows compassion. Jesus has experienced it all. And so to the woman who is caught in adultery, he says, has no one condemned you? Neither do I. Jesus knows compromise. He knows that when people are hungry, that is so much more important a factor than what is written in the law. Jesus knows about making difficult choices. Jesus has experienced it all. Thirdly, the writer to the Hebrews says that we can walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give, help and mercy. Jesus knows how to help us. He knows what we need. Will we allow him to give us what we need rather than what we want? Maybe we need to be willing to accept his help. And Jesus offers us mercy. Mercy. Don't we need more mercy in the world today? Don't we need to get off each other's necks a bit more so that we can both breathe? Friend, Jesus is so ready to give both help and mercy. You know, one of Jesus' most famous stories involves a young man who was lost. He was lost to his family. He was lost to his friends. He was lost to the world. And even he was lost to himself. And one day, at his lowest point, he realized that he had walked away from the best things in his life, his family and his good life. And so he went back. He went back to his family. What he didn't know, of course, was that his father had been waiting for him, waiting for that familiar speck to appear on the horizon, when his son would come back home. It's an enduring story, isn't it? It just draws us in, because we can identify with almost everyone, every character in that story. Sometimes we are the son who is lost by our hard-headedness. Sometimes we are the brother who feels hard done by. Sometimes we are the daughter or the son who just needs to come home. God in Christ offers us help and mercy, and he invites us to come. Come home. Come back to your family. Come to where there is help and mercy and grace. Friend, may God bless you this Wednesday. Amen.